When District CFO Jeffrey Pritchard looked at the state aid numbers, Buffalo received the lowest percentage increase of the five largest cities, with the basic foundation aid up just under $15 million. He points out Albany requirements mean well over half of that goes to charter schools for operations and transportation. Schools Superintendent Kreiner Cash says there's another problem. Rising ranks of kids in special education and who are English language learners are raising costs.
The ELL I'm not as concerned with because we've had a 2,000 plus student increase, and we've increased 144 FTEs, aides, teachers, and so forth. So that's actually a fair balance. But when you see 256 kids increase in special education and a 256 FTE increase in special education, something's broken.
As past superintendents have learned, cutting special ed costs isn't easy. Cash is looking at why the numbers keep rising as the number of students overall is dropping, although slowly. With only a few weeks to go before the school board has to adopt a budget, he's looking to cut as much as possible of that deficit, although the deficit is actually $20 million larger, because that's how much is being taken from the district's reserve money, something which can only be done a few times before it's gone. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.